Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. It is Champagne Saturday, my darlings. Y'all know what I always say. Every day is a champagne day because every day is a special day. Listen up here, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It is sunny outside, really nice, about 60 degrees right about now. It is October the 29th, 2022. It is 2:15 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to keep pushing it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Kuwait, Patwari. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. I have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver, baby darling. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Listen, let me tell you something up in here. Steve still ain't passing out no paychecks. You know, it takes moolah cash and coins to keep the show going. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what makes him think that the world don't keep evolving around cash and coins. You know what I mean? So listen, if I'm pushing Gumba Rum, I need to see greenbacks, silver, and coins. You know what I'm saying up in the air. So listen, how in the Sam Hill world am I still supposed to be sitting in the engineer booth and I ain't seen no greenbacks in about 2 weeks? Now you tell me, what am I supposed to do? I'm thinking that all the Gumba Rum that he ships over there is supposed to be free. What I got to do? Go out on the street and go sell Gumba Rum on the street to make my paycheck? Hell no. How in the world I'm going to push Gumba Rum and go out on the street and collect my paycheck and sell Gumba Rum on the street? Now, how in the world is that going to work? Now, y'all know this is all about entertainment purposes. Steve, don't you get mad at me, man. I told y'all. I done told you how it roll on the Fierce Female Network. Steve, don't you get mad, baby. I still love you, sugar. Okay. Now, listen, I got some super bad music on today. Independent artists Taylor J and Aaron Knight, my darling. Listen. Before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me a little favor. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, y'all know who hearing this music. Come on, engineer. Come on, work with me, baby. Baby, the music is being heard by people all over the world. You better know that. Listen up first, this independent artist Aaron Knight. Let me tell y'all something. I got a bad one by Aaron Knight. Listen, he is a showstopper for show. Let me tell you something up here. I want you guys also to go to his website. I want to invite you to go over to his website, TheAaronKnight.com. And Knight is spelled just like nighttime, N-I-G-H-T, my darlings. Go over to his website and check it out. Listen, He has a song called Don't Kill My Vibe. And I'm serious up in here. That is my anthem, Don't Kill My Vibe. You know, can't nothing kill your vibe bursting somebody with a bad attitude. You know what I'm saying? I just don't roll too good with folks with bad attitudes. You know what I mean? Listen, it looks like they be eating sardines for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. People that got a bad energy and a bad attitude. It's like, do you need some sugar to go with those sardines that you've been eating? Because that's about the only way you're going to get a nice mood around here. Listen, I don't like nobody around me with bad attitudes, bad energy. They walking around looking like they done ate toenails and hammers for breakfast. You know what I mean? They ain't got no teeth. All they teeth done fell out their head. So listen, they look jacked up in the first place. I can see why they in a bad mood because they face look like Freddy Krueger. So listen, I don't know what's up with people. So listen, Erin, honey, my darling, Erin Knight, I agree with you. Don't kill my vibe. And listen, I don't even want nobody up in my circle. I don't want nobody in my engineer booth that's killing my vibe. And listen, Steve Gunn pretty much done killed my vibe because he don't never send over Gumbarum or my paycheck. So listen, Erin, I agree with you. Don't kill my vibe because people be walking around looking all toe up. And listen, not only the ladies look toe up sometimes, men, listen. You can't be walking around in lumberjack shoes and leprechaun shoes and think you got it going on. You know what I mean? That's killing your vibe before you even open your mouth because you got on leprechaun shoes. You know, they all turned up at the toes. You know, you got on the 1970 shoes looking all crazy. Listen, so look, don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe.
Got a feeling that tonight we gonna lose our minds. I see all the signs. We hit the ceiling. It's alright. It's me, my friends, and now guaranteed good times.
By trying to kill your vibe. And listen, on the real, while the show is going and the music is playing, I was sending you a link. Don't Kill My Vibe over to Future Guru. He's looking for new music. Now, this is unreal. So what I do, I love to create new opportunities for independent artists. Y'all know I like to entertain. If you didn't notice or know, I am a stand-up comedian as well. I'm fine. So listen, let me tell you something. I have to do my Jennifer Lewis impersonation. I love that girl. Listen. So listen, Aaron. I sent your link, Don't Kill My Vibe, over to Future Guru. He's looking for new music for his radio show, and he does have me check him out. Let me check him out. Listen, I be sending links a lot. He has about 100,000 followers. This is over on Twitter. So if you want, you guys, also Taylor J as well, including Taylor J, Lisa Horn, you as well, sending these links over here. He has quite a few, so it's Future Guru. If you want to check him out, I'm sending you a link to Future Guru 100. He's asking for brand new music for his radio shows. I follow him over on, let me go ahead and click. Follow him over there on Twitter. This is phenomenal. I just love this because they are so very great. They follow us and I follow them. So listen, I agree with Aaron talking about Don't Give My Vibe. You know, it ain't nothing. It's almost like, look, it's like this. If you out somewhere and you got some folks with you, now listen, it's just like this. Maybe you're out at a place. You're going out on a Friday or a Saturday night. You want to enjoy yourself. Just let your hair down a little bit. You know what I mean? You get somebody in your crew, somebody rolling your crew. First of all, I wouldn't go out with anybody that's in my group that's going to kill my vibe, first of all. So listen, if you're going out on Friday, Saturday night, make sure you ain't got somebody up in your crew that's going to kill your vibe. Because really, you might be talking, you know, talking to a nice gentleman or whatever, and you got somebody in your crew, and they want to talk to them, too. Are you sick and crazy? I almost said something right there. But listen, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get on to the next song, which is Taylor J, Past Life. See, look, it's like this. People that be trying to kill your vibe, they really jealous. I think that's what it is. Do y'all think that's what it is? They really jealous. So they trying to kill your vibe so you can't get to where you going. Now, the hell to the hell. No! So listen, you got to make sure you rocking and rolling. Got everybody in your circle that's going to, you know, encourage your vibe, not kill your vibe. So listen, Aaron, baby, you got something with that song. I'm telling you, that song is a hit maker. It's slam dunk. Look, if Michael Jordan was still playing basketball, he'd be taking Don't Kill My Vibe to the hoop, baby. It would be all net. Swoosh, slam dunk. Listen, let me get on with it. Up next is independent artist Taylor J with Past Life. I love this girl because, listen, she's doing a really great thing. She has a heart, right? She got character, personality, and I love what she is doing. She is changing the world one child at a time. I love it, love it, love it. Listen, this is Past Life. Check this out.
It's on the tip of my fingers, I'm certain. I feel it from a premonition, intuition. I'm doing my best to explain. What would you say if you could go back to a moment
All right. That is Past Life by independent artist Taylor J, my great people. Listen, I want to invite you to her website, which is TaylerJ.com. Let me tell you something. She has a Celine Dion feel. She really does. She got a Celine Dion, y'all know what I'm saying up in here. She really does. She got a vibe like Celine Dion. She really does. Real sweet, real nice. And so I love her music. That was Past Life. Let me tell you a little bit about Taylor Jade. She's an American pop and R&B singer, songwriter, and personality brand. Her debut dual single released on February 12, 2021 under her own label, Jade Entertainment. The song climbed to the top 40 Billboard Indicator chart alongside some of the biggest artists in the world. Listen, she has the right idea. And you guys know I believe that millionaire music sucks. So listen, when you create your product, which is your music, it's got, at the end of the day, it's got to be crisp. It's got to be clean. It has to be professional. And listen, I have two phenomenal artists, Taylor and Aaron. They are professional. They are serious about their craft, and you know they are serious about their craft when they go to the, when you go to their website. You know, I don't get it with some people. It's like, I ask them, says, do you have a website? And listen, if you're just now getting started, you may not have a website. I understand that. That's not what I mean. I am talking about, some people telling me, well, we don't need that. We don't need a website. What are you doing a website for? Listen, the great example is Taylor Jade and Aaron Knight. Go to their website and you'll see why you need a website. It's all about presentation. You know, social media is great. Love social media. You know, we do what we do. We got to have social media. But at the end of the day, you got to have a website. Listen, I got a ton of information on my website because, listen, you can't really sell millionaire music just on Facebook. Oh, well, at least not me, because it's a whole course and class all by itself. You know, on my website, on the Fierce Female Network, there's millionaire music. There's the class. You know, it tells you about a presentation, tells you about communication. Now, listen, if you're in the business, you need to be in the business to try to make your goal in making millionaire music. And listen, I'm not talking about just making millionaire music money just from your music. It's about having a lot of different things. Like Aaron has Don't Kill My Vibe. Listen, he could make $1 million just off of Don't Kill My Vibe. And when I say Don't Kill My Vibe, I'm not talking about just the song. I am talking about branding. That song is a brand maker. Listen, I'm telling you, that can go in all different directions. He can have the bumper stickers, Don't Kill My Vibe. Do you know how many people will be trying to buy a bumper sticker with Don't Kill My Vibe on it? Oh my Jesus, he gonna make a $500,000 just with the bumper sticker, Don't Kill My Vibe. Are you kidding me? And then a t-shirt or a hoodie, Don't Kill My Vibe. What about some sweaties? You know, have some sweaties. Now listen, you can put Don't Kill My Vibe, and the girls would have it right across their butt. Don't Kill My Vibe, right on those booty cheeks. Don't Kill My Vibe, right across there. When the girls walking, boop, 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 up in the left, down on the right. Don't Kill My Vibe. Do you know how many pieces of article of love you would sell with Don't Kill My Vibe? You better be getting out of here with that. Listen, it's about millionaire music. You have Don't Kill My Vibe on the front of your t-shirt. I am telling you. People would eat that up in a heartbeat, especially the bumper sticker and the sweat across the butt. Oh, my God. You better get out of here and shut the front door. Listen, I am out of time up in here, but it's been a stone-cold blast. And listen, Taylor, honey, listen. You got a good thing rolling because, listen, you are connected with the community, with the children. Listen, we got to do more of that. And, honey, you have your stuff going. I'm telling you, my daughter, she has the thing, the story time with the children, and she got to roll with that. And I am telling you, what you're doing, Taylor Jade, is phenomenal. You can link up with other entrepreneurs, like someone like my daughter. She does story time. She has the boxes. And what she do is reach out to other people who are doing things for her children. And you link up with something like that, and I'm telling you, it's out the door, and you'll be really off and running all different directions as well. I'm telling you, so listen, this has been a stone cold blast of a show. Guess what? I'll be back later on to do it all over. Again, in the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul. You motivate.